foreign cars. Filled with fuel, it isn't ours. And we're in cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound farm. Several tattoo on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA.
Made in America, baby. Toby Keith, welcome back. Handsome but yet humble host Ray I. KFNS 590 The Fan. Coming from Midwest Outdoor Studios, deep within the bunker. Having a wonderful Saturday morning with a little blackberry pie, a little biscuit,
ooh,
bagu.
Great stuff.
Hamburger. Ooh. With a little emos, Frankie. Little emo cheese, buddy. Awesome. Good stuff. Peanuts. Snoring a while ago. She's over on the pad. Everything's good in our world. We got Brian Clark in the house.
Good morning to you. Oh, it's kind of restless. It's kind of restless over here.
She want more weight.
And then we've got a special guest in the studio. You just heard her voice there, of course. We've got Michelle Johnson. We call her the cowgirl. We call her the wazoo wahoo cowgirl or something. She calls herself the crazy cowgirl or something, don't she, Volkerbacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's had blackberry pie and had a little biscuit this morning. Welcome back.
Very good.
And I got to meet you yesterday at Smoky Mo's and talk a little bit about what you do. And we're going to let you tell our listeners about this cow deal you got going on. This you're raising cows, and, man, they're really good. But tell us why, when, where, the whole thing about what you do.
All righty.
Here we go. Get right down to that microphone. There you go.
We have the Wagyu cattle, and the type that we have are the red Wagyu.
Red Wagyu.
Yes, and they're actually called Akahushi, which is kind of a mouthful.
These are like originally from Japan or something?
Yes, they are originally from Japan.
Akahuki, would you say?
Akahushi.
Akahushi.
Which basically
Akahushi,
means
Volkerbacher.
Red Wagyu.
Red Wagyu. It's a red, not a red wagon, but a red Wagyu.
Right, and Wagyu is spelled W-A-G-Y-U. Yeah.
That's why I asked you yesterday, how do you say it? I didn't want to mess that up, and I've already messed it up. But anyway, tell us about the cattle, about your operation, and what you guys do.
Alrighty. Well, we have a fairly large operation in southern Missouri. My husband and I and my daughter raise these cattle. We have pretty much everything you need with the cattle. They're born, bred, and raised on our farm. So everything that we produce, we've started it from conception.
Okay.
So we know
this is down in the Ozarks.
Yes. So we know exactly what's in it. All of our bulls are hand selected for their genetics, for their marbling genetics, for their meat quality. The same with our females. So that's how they're chosen.
Yeah.
The meat is amazing.
Yeah. That's what you were telling me yesterday when we visited at lunch at Smoky Mo's, was that the difference, the comparison in the meats, when you go to somebody and say, okay, you need to try this. And they said, well, I've got grass-fed, you know,
yes,
Angus.
Yes.
But then they taste it. And you told me that. And, you know, and it wasn't, I told you off the air. It wasn't that I didn't believe you.
Yes.
But when I cut that burger this morning and I put it in the pan and I tasted it, everything you told me, not that I didn't doubt it, but it was it's amazing.
It's one of those things you just have to taste it. It's so hard to explain to someone the difference. But it's not like when you try it, you go, oh, yeah, I think I can tell. That's not it. It's like, wow, that is amazing. That is different. That is the best beef I've ever had.
Yeah,
and we get that all the time. It's
so you
amazing.
Sell steaks and burger and you sell whole
we sell
cows?
Everything. Yep, we sell by the quarter. We sell by the half. Anything you want, we can get you.
You got anything to add to that, Brian, before Volkerbacher tries to jump in?
I've been all around the world, and the beef quality is absolutely amazing.
You called me and you said, look.
That's exactly right.
You're not going to believe this. I just had the best steak of my life.
Yes.
And I know you and your reputation. I know all the places you eat. I see you on Facebook mm-hmm. where you ate 8 meals a day in 6 states.
Guys okay? like
and,
us
and
know
tell
how to
me
eat.
And tell me about the beer you're drinking. Yeah, but this is serious. I mean, when you called me, you said, this is unbelievable.
It's just so difficult when, when you're a foodie like we are and travel so much. It takes a lot to impress me, especially at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And when I had this, I mean, I threw it on my grill and I was like, this delivers. And I just did something very simple. You don't have to slop a lot of stuff on it.
Right.
You
just
really want to
taste
it for what it is.
You really
want to taste
the quality of the meat because it really is kind of self-based itself, actually, with all that wonderful natural marbling.
Yes.
It's just really hard to describe. And like I said, it's almost like all these products, which are so great that, you know, we're a part of, until you try them, words don't describe it. But once you try it and experience it, it all makes sense.
Well, yeah, and on top of it, it's healthy. I mean, that's the thing that it just floors people. It is so good for you. It's got the highest amount of monounsaturated fat of any beef in the United States. That's
this
the
is
good
interesting
fat.
Stuff. Imagine
that's
us
the
talking
good
about
fat.
Food.
Yes, but it's also low in saturated fat, yeah, which is the bad fat. Now, most beef is not low
right
in saturated fat. So, and on top of that, it's high in the oleic acid, which is the same compound that is found in olive oil that makes olive oil good for you.
Wow.
This, so
this could be
source
a low-carb dream come true, this
yes
type of beef.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
In the marbling in the Wagyu, it has a lower melt point than your average beef. So what that means is when you're cooking it, that marbling just melts into the meat.
Okay.
And people, a lot of times what they'll say is their first bite is like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's just buttery. Well, that's it. I mean, it is. It's just, oh, I mean, you just have to taste it. It's so hard to describe.
Are you like
it
the only folks that's got this around in Missouri? I mean, I haven't heard of any others. Well, you're the first I've heard.
The reds are pretty rare. I mean, there's
yeah,
not
okay
too many of those at all. Yes.
Well, that's what you're talking about. Earlier we talked about it, but we get listeners jump in all the time here. Mm-hmm. That's why I did the burger this morning. When I cut the burger and I cooked
yes
it, I didn't do any additives. I did a little Emo's cheese and
right
put it on the biscuit with
yes
an egg just so we could taste the beef. And man, that made an incredible sandwich.
Well, and it's amazing. You know, I have a lot of people that'll say, oh my gosh, I bought this burger, but I don't want to waste it on chili or something like that because I want to have it.
Well,
I just want to taste
my
it
God
in my burger.
You just hit me a nerve there.
Yes.
Chili with this burger.
Yes.
Oh my.
Well, one
meatloaf
day I had done that.
Lasagna.
I thought, I'm just going to throw some in there and
yeah
see what happens. Oh my gosh. Everybody's at
yeah
my house. People are always coming through eating at my
house. That'll be killer chili, won't it, Brad?
Yes.
It's once again, it's certain things are just worth more.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is absolutely nails it.
You know what we forgot to do? What's the name of your company?
It is Dove Creek Wagyu.
Dove Creek Wagyu
Company.
Yeah, I had a folder, but my wife kept it, so I yes couldn't remember what the name. All I knew was the cowgirl, the
yes
cow lady, and the Wagyu cowgirl.
Well, we've got a website. You're more than welcome to go check us out. We also have a meat page on there, and
okay
www.DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Just the name
yep
of the company.
Yep. Just
and they can order that direct?
Yes, you can order
you
it.
You
go right
ship
online.
It to them.
Yep, you can ship it. We'll get it there. It's 2 days typically
yeah
to get it to you. But sure, everything's on there. I've got an email address.
Cool.
You're more than welcome to get a hold of me.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for
you're
coming
welcome
to the show. I'm glad you could join us. And it was neat meeting you yesterday and breaking the ice before you came in here and saw this morning zoo. We scared you off.
Nah, I'm tough. I'll take
you're
it.
Tough. You
thank
handle
you
it well. You handle it well. All right. You're welcome, my dear. We need to take a break. Right, Vogler Vogler?
Live mobile on demand.
Yeah, I knew you wanted to say that. Hey, how was that pie, buddy? Howdy G.
Incredible.
All right.
I'm good for the rest of the day.
All right,
at least
brother
for the next couple hours.
We'll see y'all on the other side, baby.